Shmaitza Shir. I don't know what everybody has their Shmaitzas open for. You can sit back and try not to fall asleep. We're going to be chazering Shmaitza Vod. Let's try. We'll try. We'll see how it goes. I tried to prepare. I figured I could write a better sefer. I decided than that sefer that did the synopsis. That's what I decided. So we'll do my synopsis instead. Okay. This is not a chazor of every paragraph, because sometimes Shmaitza goes off on a tangent. So I didn't, okay.
Do I have the fracking group into,
Well, yeah, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel we're going to do tonight, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll see. It really, okay. The Gemara, Yevamos, famous Gemara, talks about if an Eidechot is Neman v'mokam chazoka. The Gemara implication, the Pashas HaGemara, is that he's not Neman against the chazoka unless it's Biyodo. Unless he could change things, he has the ability to change it. Biyado. La halacha to machlokes rishonim. That's la halacha. The Rashba holds he's neman b'makom machazaka. Erechon neman b'isurin we're talking about, and other rishonim hold based on the sugin yavamis that he's not neman b'makom machazaka. We realize this year had an insight just a few days ago when we talk about an erechot being neman b'makom machazaka. And not Neman B'makom Chazaka, we're not talking about the Eid Echad fighting the Psak. We're talking about fighting the Chazaka. In other words, everything always has two stages. You have the testimony of witnesses, then you have the Psak that you paskin based on that testimony. When you have a Rov, so you have the reality of the Rov, there is a Rov, there is a majority here. Right? That's a Koach, it's a force. And then the Torah says, you paskin al pi the force. If an Eidechot, for example, comes along and says, this thing's from the Miut. So, you could say it's the Eidechot against the Psak of the Rov, or it's an Eidechot against the Rov. He's saying that even that the Koach HaRov is irrelevant because this thing is from the Miut. So, but when we're talking about Eidechot against the Chazaka, it's not against the psak of chazaka, it's against the chazaka, meaning the first half of the sentence. If you take the full sentence of chazaka in any Gemara and Shas, the full sentence is, Ishazu, for example, we'll take a cheskos eishazish. Ishazu becheskos eishazish oimedes, umisofek atabola hatira, al tatireno misofek. Or the other way, Ishazu becheskos pnuyo oimedes. So the psak are those last three words. Maintain the status quo. Al tasrena misofik. Al tatirena misofik. When Eidechot comes and talks, and you talk b'mokam chazaka, he's saying that the chazaka is not true. You know, you're looking at this woman as being becheskes eishes ish. Before we paskin that she's taka and eishes ish, based on the chazaka, but the first half of the sentence, Ishazu becheskes eishes ish omedes, that's not a reference to the psak of chazaka. You have to understand that the sentence, the psak of chazaka is the end of the sentence. Ishazu becheskes eishes ish omedes, good. Umisofek atabo lahatira, good. Al tatireno misofek. Those last three words is the psak of chazaka. But the etzem chazaka is the description of a reality. That this woman has the presumed status quo matzav of being presumed to be an eishes ish. Right? Now the Eidechot says and comes, I'm sorry, she's not an eishes ish. So he's going against that presumed status. Okay? That's all. That's very important. That's what we realized a few days ago. Eidechot neged chazaka is not a question of what's stronger, the Eidechot or the Psak of Chazaka. It's a question of what's stronger. Can the Eidechot knock off the presumptive state of Chazaka? Okay. Getting back, that's an aside. Okay. Getting back to the Shemaitis, he has his Machlokes Rishonim. Then he makes the point that by Dovid, so this introduces the idea of Biyodo. Even though Eidechot is not Neman B'Isurin against the Chazaka, he's going with those Shitas. When it's Biyodo, he is Neman. Oh, maybe he's Neman when it's a Dovah Sheba'erba. So Shemaita says, no, he's not Neman, even if it's Biyodo by a Dovah Sheba'erba, just like by Momin. Then he qualifies that. Because biyado can be one of two maslulim. Biyado could be a migu. Migu, I could take matters into my own hands and change them. So believe me, blah, blah, blah. Or it could be, as the Rosh says in Gittin, Musagov Bailus. I am the owner of the Chafetz. I control the Chafetz. And there seems to be some special din, which we never really clarified what the source is, but there seems to be some special din, maybe it's pure logic, that a Bailim is Nemon al Shelohem, and he's the most Nemon person in the world. If I have something in my house, and I control it, and I say what it is, I'm the most Nemon. So, what?
Pure logic? Pure magic, I think.
So there really there's two types of biyado. Biyado could work with migu, and biyado could work with what the Rosh calls bailus and memelam neman. And then the Shmaitza in the first parak points out some differences. Because sometimes you could have a migu that's not, it's not a migu. The marshal biyado to take truma for his friend's tevel. So it's not a migu because I'm not holding by spending my own money on my friend's tevel. So it's not a migu. Or sometimes it's a situation of migu to mafreya, that the Baal says, I was megarish my wife months ago, and it's biyodo legarisha. So it's biyodo legarisha now, not biyodo legarisha then, when it's nasech yeinech. There's a whole bunch of differences. Because the bottom line is that an eid echod would be nemon b'migu. Migu would be considered the good raya, the migu. But when you're talking about biyodo, the bailus angle, that he's nemon because he's considered a bailim, so that you don't have by mominus, and you don't have that by davashim erva. You only have it by isurin, and that's what is nemon isurin when it's biyodo. Okay. So, the Shmaita's bottom line is that if it is a migu, good. He's Neman with a migu. But otherwise, the Eid Echod with Biyodo is not Neman, not by Momen and not by Erva. Okay, good. He then says, the Gemara in Yevamos, and that Sugi in the beginning of the 10th Perek, it's Mashma that they wanted to learn. From the Eid Echad's ability, that the Eid Echad could say Mesa Bailo, just like Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurin. The Gemara did think so. The Gemara says, here it's Biyodo, it's not Biyodo. It says, Mashma, if it would have been Biyodo, he would be Nemon. But it's a Dovah Sheberva. How could that be? Says, why does the Gemara imply that if it's Biyodo, it'll be Mechaya Mesa? Biyodo will be Mechaya Mesa. So then he, oh no, Adra, but Biyodo to kill him, right? If it's Biyodo to kill him, so he could say Mesa Baila because it's Biyodo to kill him. The Gemara's Mashma, he would be Nemon, but we're just saying now that by Adovah Shemerva, the Eid Echod is not Nemon even if it's Biyodo. So Tosfos says that the Gemara had a Havamina, the Gemara thought that Lahatir is not called Adovah Shemerva. To say she's no longer an Eishes Ish is not called a Dovah Sheberva. That's what Tosfos says in Yevamos. So Tosfos says, like, what's the Havamina? What's going on? Don't we know the rule of a Dovah Sheberva Pachas Mishnayim? So Tosfos says, we thought that Lahatira is not called Dovah Sheberva. And the Shmaitzer brings a riot to that, because Rav Yechanan says, Girashti as Ishti is not Nemon Amafreya. Right? But if the Yodo is... He brings a riot to that to be so. That Biyodo is not Neman by Dovish Abarba. Or else the Baal Shomei Gerashti Asishti should be Neman of Afreya. Because it was Biyodo the Garas Asishta. If it's only Mitam Migu, so it's Migu the Mafreya. He can't do it now, right. But if it's Mitam Bailos, the Rosh proves that if it was once Biyodo, he's also a Baila. So why isn't he Neman? So you see that Biyodo is no good by Dovish Abarba. The kids of the Sikkim of Perak Aleph and Shmites above. I'm not going to do this good when we go on. I'm going to get tired of doing this. But this is still the beginning. The Sikkim of Perak Aleph is really more about Biyodo than anything else. Eidecha Nema B'Yisurin, not against the Chazaka, presumably. But Biyodo, yes. But that's because it's Yisurin, and Biyodo works the way the Rosh says. But that Eid Echad is not Neman, but Dovah Sheberva, that an Eid Echad is not Neman, but Momin, biyado does not help you. Not the biyado of bailus doesn't help you. If it works out that you have a biyado of migu, then the migu would help. I'm not even sure why. If you ask me, if Davish Abarva needs shnayim, so then why should a migu give enough nemonos to be nemon? But I'm not going into that. I don't know why a migu is that strong. Okay.
I don't get my money in the toy.
And biyado doesn't help you for an echad. That's the point. If it's biyado.
We're talking about Davish Abarva.
Not talking about Chazaka. No, Davish Abarva is not nemon, period. Right. So even by biyado, biyado doesn't give him a special nemon. Biyado gives you a special nemonos when it's a rechad against the chazaka. Biyado, the shmaitz is pushing that biyado doesn't give you a nemonos by Davish Abarva and by mamon. That's the whole thing. He speaks out along the way that we're talking about the biyado of bailus giving properties. He's not talking about the biyado of migul. In Perek Beis, Rav Yochanan said, Baal Shomei Gerashti Yisishti is not Nemon Mafreya. So Tosfos says, what's Rav Yochanan's Chiddush? He has a whole cheshbon. Rabbanu were masakin to put this man into a get, so that you can't cover up if she was Mazane. Why would he want to cover up if his wife was Mazane? Because it's his niece. That's the only reason it says niece. There's nothing magic about a niece. It just means he wants to cover up, even though his wife was Mazane. So,
that's the only reason he would want to cover up?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Gemara assumed. That's what the Gemara says, a niece.
Wants to stay married.
Well, when people learn the Gemara, they think there's something magic about a niece. It's a Shemi Yechap al Basachoso. Maybe he'll cover up for his niece that was Mazane if he married his niece. But it doesn't mean just a niece.
He would cover up for his wife.
Cover up for his wife, but the Gemara just assumes he wouldn't want to cover up his wife Mazane unless you're a blood relation or what. That's what that's the only reason it says niece. Okay, so now, if a husband, he could just hide the get and say, I was Megarisha 6 months ago. So, what's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush that he's not Nemon? If he would be Nemon, then Mahal Ilu Chachomim Betakonoson. What did they gain by making Zman Begit? They'll just hide the get and say it was Megarisha 6 months ago, a year ago, whatever it takes. The Shmaitza comes to answer Tosfos Kasha. That if we go with the Havamina of Yevamos, as explained to Tosfos in Yevamos, that Lahatir, to say someone's not an Eishes Ish, is not Davish Be'erva, so then Biyodo would be Nemon, even if it was once Biyodo. Right? So that's Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush. You know, he has to be Mechadish. But first he's explaining conceptually Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush. Because really, he should be Nemon. He's explaining, like, in the Lomnus. Forget about Tosfos' specific question. Let's just look at the Lomnus. Should he be Nemon or shouldn't he be Nemon? So the Shmaitzer first presents that it's a Chiddush to say he's not Nemon. If you hold of the Havamina, that Lahatir Isha is not called Davish Be'erva, but it's called regular Isurin. And it was once Biyado Lagarsha. So, and if you're going with that you could have the Biyado of Bailus, because it's not Davish Be'erva, it's Isurin, so you can have the Biyado of Bailus, so then he would be Nemon, because he could once have been Megarisha. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush. So, okay, but now he deals with, so what about Mahalilu? What about the way Tosfos says the Kasha? First he explains Rabbi Yochanan Kishela Atzma, what's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Now he's saying, what about Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is Mahalilu Chachomim B'takonoso. So then he says a very poshtazach, the Shmaitzo. He says, after the Znus, Avada he wouldn't be Nemon. Avada, if there was really a Znus, then he wouldn't be Nemon. He brings down the Rambam that says he could say this piece of meat is chalev, and if someone eats it, they get malchus. But if someone ate it first, then the Erechet comes along and says, hey, it was Chalev, you don't give Malkus, that's directly giving Malkus, I'll pee the Erechet. So here, if there was really a Znus, then he wouldn't be Nemen at all to say he was Megarisha, because... because he wouldn't be Nemen Lagabi an Onish Misa. So Elamai, we're talking about Hasra, the Chedoyme. So the sugya is talking about Lagabi, the Isser, let's say the Isha becomes also the Baal or the Boyal. So Lagabi Isser, so then Rabbi Yechanan has to say he's not Nemen Lamafreya. But you can't say Malila Chacham Betakonosa, because we're not talking about when there's a case of an Onish Misa. Or else, of course, he wouldn't be Nemen and there would be no Chiddush. Okay.
What was the
takana
then?
The takana was Shemichapa Basachoso to save her from the death penalty.
Why? How was he saving her if it's not after?
That's a takana of putting his man in a get. Tyson says, what's Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush? That a Baal's not Nemen to say, I divorced my wife 6 months ago. If you would be Nemen to say that, then what did they gain by saying you have to put this man in the get? He could hide the get and just say, I was Megarish my wife 6 months ago. So the Shmaitzer says that discussion and his territory of Tyson's Kasha is not Nogeya. Shmaitzer says if there's an Oynish Misa, he's for sure not Nemun. That wasn't a tzad. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when there was no Hasroa, maybe, right? If we'd be facing an Oynish Misa, then for sure the Baal's not Nemun. Pataho from an Oynish Misa. So that's not even the case in the Gemara if there's an Oynish Misa.
That's not what the date is for in the get?
No. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says that if the Baal says I divorced my wife 6 months ago, he's not Nemun. That Chiddush Din is not talking about a case where she was Mazaneh, and it wouldn't be talking about a case.
It's not a
Chiddush. He wouldn't be Nemun about that. So the whole discussion is only the Gabi Issa the Hetter. If she's also Labaila, Laboyal, Labal, Laboyal, the Hetter. Rabbi Yochanan says he's not Nemun. So now, and then the Shmaitzer still is concerned with what Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush, so he says, because if it's a regular din of Yisurin, like Tosfos in Yevamah says, that to be Matir is a regular din of Yisurin, then he would be Nemon L'mafreya, because it was once Piyodo.
So now that we said that,
yeah,
then he wouldn't be believed to say that he divorced her if there was Onish Misa.
That the Shmaitzer says, yeah. You wouldn't need your Yechon to tell you that.
So we wouldn't do something to them. Why are they metaking Zman in the get?
Without a get, she'll produce the get. And she'll say, I was divorced 6 months ago. There wouldn't be Nemonos. She would produce the get. Here the question is, he could hide the get and say, Gerashti Yisishti. Even with Zman, he could hide the get and say, Gerashti Yisishti. Then the Shmaitzer has a whole cheshbon. We're not going to go through it all. And at the end of Perek Beis, he says, and I want you to know, and because of a Hokeshu and other Gemaras, that to say someone's a Mamzer or not a Mamzer is also needs to weigh the Magdavisha Be'erva. Psul Haguf, Psul Yuchsin, your legal genealogical status also needs to weigh them. Not again why, I'm just speaking it out. He might have a Hokeshu why he has to say that. Okay, so the synopsis of Perek Beis is really a very limited local discussion about the Gemara, about Rabbi Yochanan, and because of, again, he's still dealing with Biyado, Migul, Biyado being a violent. So he says, there is certainly a tzad that the Baal would be Nem and even the Mafreya, because it was Biyado once. And if you look at the case as not being about a case of Davish of Erba, but about a case of Isurin, then Biyodo helps L'mafreya. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's not Nemun. Not what you should say, so why isn't he Nemun L'maisa? What Rabbi Yochanan's been. So the Shmaita doesn't want to learn that the Gechon said it is a Dovish Barava. He wanted some, that there would be a coil and people would know about it. Like, it was not logical that he divorced his wife 6 months ago. Okay, that's Perek Beis. Perek Gimel, and we'll stop after this, because I didn't prepare a synopsis of Perek Gimel. Okay. He says, so now the way we're going, the way it's mashma, by Dovish Be'erva, an Eirechon is not Neman, even if it's not Neged a Chazaka. Right? By Yisurin he's going that he's not Neman against a Chazaka, but by Dovish Be'erva he's not Neman, even if it's not Neged a Chazaka. That's what follows. And then he says it's God's Mistavra, because by Momenis it's also like that. Where do you have a case of Momenis without a Chazaka? You have, I found an Aveda, and two people are arguing, this one says it's his, this one says it's his, they come with simonim, each of them. So the Gemara says you can't give it to either one, even if one has an eid echad. The Shmaitzel looks at it that there's no muchzuk, because it ain't mine. I mean, I'm holding the aveda, but I'm not a muchzuk, it's certainly not mine. So there's two people fighting who something belongs to. They give simonim, so you say, okay, maybe it's yours. Yeah, you have a simon. But it's one against one. So even with an eidechon is not nemon. So that's the Shmaitz's raya from that Gemara, that eidechon is not nemon by moment, even when it's not keneged a chazaka. Okay, very nice raya. But then he brings down the famous story. The guy says, hello everybody, I'm here to be Mekadosh a woman for Reuven, the guy that sent me. Hello, here's my letter from Reuven, here are my credentials from Reuven. I work for Reuven, I love Reuven, he's my pal. He tells everybody, I'm here to get Reuven hitched off, married. And he goes over to the woman and he says, Hare Yaakov Kudesh Es Li. And they go, okay, so the question is that he says, I made a mistake, I blew it, right? I made a mistake. Iskal Milule it's called. That's like the Gemara Mishnah Trumas. The person says he meant to say Ola and he said Shlomim. He meant to say Truma and he said Meiser. He meant to say Meiser and he said Truma. No good.
I have the Freudian slip. I have the Elf Abdallah's Freudian slip. A million Abdallah's.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
It's not a non sequitur.
It is. You mean a slip of the tongue. What does a Freudian slip have to do with anything?
Oh, because we always know that this person...
You say it's a slip of the tongue. Right.
No, because they always mean...
Because he slipped someone else's.
Slip of the tongue, that's right. All you mean.
Yeah,
it's called a slip of the tongue.
It's not a coincidence. Everything happens for me. If someone falls off a ladder and kills someone, we don't say, it's okay, don't worry about it.
So when a guy, I'm fascinated. When the Mishnah says the guy meant to say Ola and he said Shlomim,
that wasn't
what's the Freudian slip.
That wasn't funny.
There's obviously some reason why he ended up saying that. Nothing's
that. That was more like a Twersky slip. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Hagos Maimonides says he's believed. Hagos Maimonides says he's believed.
He is believed.
He's believed. Schmeitzel says why. Why isn't she Becheskes Eishes Ish from the minute he said the word Li?
Oh.
So for the next few seconds or minute, while everybody was stunned, she became Becheskes Eishes Ish to that guy.
Did she say yes?
She didn't have to say yes. She took the ring. She didn't throw it down. She's trying to figure out who has higher income.
I don't think she understood what he was saying.
That's maybe.
That's what happened.
Anyway, so the question is, why is it say that? Shmaitza asks, even, it's against the Chazaka. So that goes Maimon, he says, because, and you don't like this Svara, so you can leave the room, that L'dvarav Shalo Eid, he's saying there was never an Eschazik. That you're making a I'm tired of saying this over to you. That you're making a mistake. You think there's a Chazaka, but there ain't no Chazaka. Normally, an Eirechon against a Chazaka says, I agree that there's a Chazaka, but I'm telling you the Chazaka is wrong. But here he's saying there's no Chazaka. The Chidush was never Chal. You're making a terrible error that there was never a Chazaka. That's the Hagos Maimonides' first teretz. The second teretz is that it's Biyodo Lagarsha. And he means the Migu Biyodo. The Migu Biyodo. Now, Mikano Lahaba. Give him a Garisha. Then he says this, Raglayim Ladover, also that he made a mistake. because he announced that he's really being Mekadosh El Reuven. So the Shmaitza wants to say that the main teretz is the Biyodo teretz, because he doesn't like the other terutzim. But then at the end he makes a turnaround and he says he does like it. That when he say, because he's not just saying there was no eschazik, he's saying there was never a davish be'erva. So you can have sometimes he says it was never a chazaka, but the discussion is still about a davish be'erva. But he's saying that she was never mukudeshin, she's a pnuya, she never changed status. So he is saying it was never a davish be'erva. But the Shmaitza says
that comes up again,
if it's for sure a davish be'erva, but the divrei ha'ed it's not connected a chazaka, what would be a case? A guy sent the shliach to be mekadosh an isha for him, and he didn't say which isha, and then the shliach died. So we have to be afraid he was mekadosh anybody, and any woman can be a korov of the woman that the shliach was mekadosh. So that's not. And then someone comes along, or rather, so they come. The Ran says if women come and say we have no relative that was ever miskadeshes, they're not believed. Even though it's not connected to chazaka, they're cheskes pnuya, right? They're not connected to chazaka, but it's a case of a davish be'erva, not against the chazaka. And still, the Ran says you're not nemun. So that's why the Shmaita says there's a difference in davish be'erva if it's not against the chazaka, or the Eid is saying there was never a davish be'erva. If the Eid is saying there was never a davish be'erva, then he's like a belief, even by davish be'erva. Because he's saying there was never a davish be'erva. But Lu Yitzuya, you have an admitted davish be'erva, but they're saying there's no chazaka, then he's not believed. Okay? And I wrote down that we should just, I want to. Yeah, then he. The end of Paragimel. He found the Chuvus Marak, Marik. Also, that says the davish be'erva the eidechon is nemon. If it's not as chazak isura,
he is nemon.
But the marik is mashma because the eidechon is saying it was never a davish be'erva. Okay. Then he says you learn it out from momen, and the marik says you are nemon by momen when it's not keneged a chazaka. Not like the Shmaitza brought down from the Gemara Bava Metzia with the Simonim. But the Marik assumes you are Nemon. I'm sorry, that you're. Yeah, that you are Nemon. Even by Mormon, if it's not against the Chazaka. I that Gemara, you can learn that Gemara, the Motze Aveda, is holding it for the true owner. So that's called as a Muxa. The true owner can be called the Muxa because the Motze Aveda can be called holding it for him. So Marik holds an Eidechon is Nemun by Dovish Be'erva and by Mormon if it's not Keneged a Chazaka. Shmaitza argues with it, he brings Raias against him. And that really concludes the third paragraph.
But he really says, if this is not fake, and the Eid says it's not a Dovish Be'erva, so there's no Dovish Be'erva.
Yeah, then the Shmaitza is Nemun, he agrees he's Nemun. Schmeitzer's point of argument, if it's a davish be'erva, but there's no chazok.
No
there's no cheskas, either way, there's no chazok.